Hi there. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday. It's Dora. Today, we continue our exploration of meditation jargon, where we look at common words used in meditation and mindfulness, and I offer insight into how to use and apply these words in your practice and also in your everyday life. In today's episode, we break down the word resistance. If you meditate, I'm sure you've heard this word before. Us teachers may say, letting go of resistance, noticing any resistance. See if you can be with that sense of resistance as it is. Now, the path of least resistance may be an alluring one. But if there's anything I've learned, a little bit of resistance, of struggle, is what can actually help us to grow. No mud, no lotus, as they say. And this doesn't mean that we need to always learn life's lessons the hard way, but when we do experience a bit of friction, if we can work with it in a skillful way, then there's much we can learn about ourselves and others. So, in meditation, resistance is seen either as a craving or aversion, meaning what we're either holding on to, clinging to thoughts, beliefs, sensations, experiences, or where we're trying our best to avoid, repress, and deny what is happening. Essentially, resistance is anything that obstructs us from the present moment, and it can hinder us from allowing things to be as they are. Emotions, thoughts, and sensations are transient in nature. They are meant to move. But when met with resistance, they begin to pile up and get stuck. Momentarily, we may find a sense of relief, but actually, the resistance will continue to grow and intensify. Resistance may sound like, I wish things were different. Or, I'll love myself when I achieve this thing. One of the most helpful things my meditation teacher has shared with me is this saying of, what's in the way is the way. This is how we work with resistance, by turning inwards, moving towards that friction, that struggle, so we can understand it and see it clearly. And over time, its power over our minds and bodies lessens. The same teacher shared a Tawa story with me a few months back that paints a picture of how we can work with resistance. So, one day, an old man accidentally fell into the river rapids that were leading into a high and dangerous waterfall. Bystanders were afraid and feared for his life. Miraculously, he came out alive and unharmed downstream at the bottom of the waterfall. People were shocked and asked him how he managed to survive. The old man replied, I accommodated myself to the water, not the water to me. Without thinking, I allowed myself to be shaped by it. Plunging into the swirl, I came out with the swirl. This is how I survived. Now, this story touches on two things. Number one is, moving towards resistance is scary. There's no doubt about that. If it wasn't scary, we'd all be enlightened beings. Choosing to sit with what you've been avoiding is hard work, but the good news is that life will provide us with many opportunities to practice. Number two, we can start to work with resistance in our practice, but also in our everyday life. It begins with getting our feet wet, getting to know intimately the things that we have been avoiding. Now, all within what we can tolerate and what feels safe. So maybe that looks like day by day, allowing ourselves to sit and meditate with difficult emotions and just observe what is present for us in the moment. Not changing anything or doing anything, just being with what is. Ultimately, when we let go of resistance, we move towards acceptance, plunging into the swirl of our minds and coming out alive, seeing the mind clearly no matter what presents itself. So I'll leave that there for today. Be sure to check out the acceptance course if you'd like to learn more about how to work with resistance. Be well and take good care, my friends.